One for you, Ginny. Christina, another Christina, says, as a teacher, I'd like children to understand more about how learning happens, the biological basis, and I've been fascinated to grasp the physical manifestation as my education focused on neurotransmission of learning as actual formation of connections between nerve cells. So could you tell me a little bit more about how memories are actually stored in the brain?
Well, memory is a really interesting area because it isn't just one distinct thing. We have lots of different types of memory. So a distinction that most people probably know about is short-term versus long-term memory. So your short-term memory allows you to remember around 7 things for a short time. So say you look up a phone number, you're trying to remember it, you'll tend to repeat it to yourself. And this is actually how the brain works for your short-term memory. It's basically repeating the thing over and over again. So I'm sure everyone's had the experience of looking up a mobile number, getting distracted and completely forgetting it and having to look it up again. And that's because your short-term memory can only store these things as it's repeating it to itself, basically.
But what's actually happening when I'm going from that repetition where I know it and don't, whatever you do, say any numbers while I'm trying to remember the phone number because they will interfere, between that and then I know it's in my brain and I can call it up whenever I want to? What's actually physically happening?
So that's the change from short-term memory to long-term memory. And that involves an area of the brain called the hippocampus, which consolidates your memories and takes them from the short-term memory to the long-term memory. And that's generally done by repetition. And we think that basically you're forming new synaptic connections. So you're actually connecting new cells in your brain. And the more times you go over this same piece of information, the stronger that connection becomes and the more likely it is to be stored permanently. And it actually links with what we were talking about earlier when we were talking about reconsolidation. So you can only reconsolidate a memory once it's been consolidated for the first time. And the more times you reconsolidate it, the stronger it becomes, if it's the same memory, and that's how you can influence it.
So practice does make perfect.
Exactly. It's all about repetition, repetition, repetition.
Don't we know it. Ginny, thank you.